Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The holiday celebrations will culminate with the ringing in of a new year. If you haven't made plans, Elaine LaBaume, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, has some suggestions that will allow you to answer the musical question, what are you doing New Year's Eve? Elaine LaBaume, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. It's good to be here.
Okay, New Girl, New Year's Eve is just around the corner, and you think we should get out there, even way out there on the big night.
Well, I do. You know, winter is upon us officially on Sunday, the start of the winter season. So I think it's time to get out for that last hurrah. And the thing is, you know, you can celebrate in a big way on New Year's Eve, or you can do something that's a little bit more low key with friends and family. You have options, but people are so reluctant to get out in January, February until you have that spring thaw in March. Now's a good time to do it. Just keep in mind, you can do it big or small. Just do what feels right for you.
And all right, you're checking out New Year's Eve five different ways with something for every taste. First up is a bowl game that'll warm you up.
Well, and you probably know the one I'm thinking of here. I know there's a few in warmer climes, but I'm thinking of the Orange Bowl. Nice time of year to be in South Florida. The game is on New Year's Eve. This year we've got number 7, Mississippi State, good story, against number 12, Georgia. Games at 8 o'clock at Sun Life Stadium, where I have seen some games in the past. So I would say think about getting down there. Today's weather in South Florida, 77 degrees and sunny. It looks pretty much that way for the next 10 days, so something to consider. And if you do go down for the Orange Bowl, you got to get to Joe's Stone Crab, the quintessential stone crab place. And they are in season right there at the tip of Miami Beach. Think of some of my favorite beaches. You go along Collins Avenue. This is a girl who been to Miami Beach a lot. My mother lived there for years.
Collins Avenue, that's like the famous drag in Miami Beach.
The drag and the beaches I love on the 30s, the 70s, and the 90s. Those are the ones you want to check out, not so crowded. Consider staying at the Raleigh Hotel, the place where we would go every summer when we visited the grandparents. It's one of those Art Deco gems that's been completely reborn. Michael Schwartz, the celebrity chef, has opened a restaurant there. So now you know where to eat, where to stay, where to drink, and where to cheer at the Orange Bowl.
Surprisingly, you say it can be a sweet 80 degrees less than 3 hours from home. How are you going to work that magic?
Easy. I'm going to send you to Kalahari Resort. It's one of those indoor water parks. This one is in Sandusky, Ohio, where Cedar Point is. So it's about 3 hours from here, a little less than 3 hours from here. It's about 30, 40 minutes west of Cleveland. It's a balmy 80 degrees all the time. And this place, it's large. They doubled the size a few years ago. So you've got 175,000 square feet of waterfront. And I have to tell you, this place really is a good time. They've got this zip coaster. It's a waterborne roller coaster. They've got a flow rider, which is one of those constant waves where you can surf or bodyboard. I still can remember my husband doing this. He had an absolute blast doing it. The lazy river, the huge water slides, this Tanzanian twister thing that folks, you know, jokingly call the toilet bowl, because it's this thing where you go round and round and round, then you just drop down in the center of it into this huge, you know, puddle of water at the bottom.
Wow.
So, you know, massive wave pool. It really is a good time. You can make a couple days out of this. It's open year round, and you know, if it's feeling really chilly here, go warm up west of Cleveland.
There are plenty of party options at a ski resort that's a favorite with Pittsburghers. Tell us about this.
Well, I'm talking Seven Springs here, and they do New Year's Eve three different ways. They've got their big party. It's sort of a movie premiere theme called A Night at the Movies, 2015 premiere. They do the cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, dinner, dancing, the champagne toast at midnight. So that's one option. Got a classic party they do every year at the Foggy Goggle, which is the bar on the top level of the lodge at Seven Springs. That one's, you know, also drinks hors d'oeuvres. And I guess they have a tradition where they serve pork and sauerkraut at midnight. So you can go with the locals. You'd probably see a lot of Pittsburghers there at the Foggy Goggle. And for those who've got family in tow, they do have a family party as well, where they do a confetti toss at midnight. And that's for kids with their parents. So you can, you know, ski over the holiday weekend and party on New Year's Eve, however it works for you.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about ringing in the new year with our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalm. And Elaine, when it comes to over the top on New Year's Eve, it's got to be Las Vegas, you say?
Well, I got to tell you, I think few do it more over the top than Las Vegas on New Year's Eve. They basically close down the entire strip. So then you've got this giant block party that hundreds of thousands of people attend. At midnight, all the casinos team up and do this elaborate orchestrated fireworks show, one to the other to the other. And then, of course, all the big hotels have, you know, the parties and their bars and lounges, big shows. So some of the folks who are going to be in Vegas this year, New Year's Eve, Tony Bennett teaming up with Lady Gaga, Iggy Azalea, if you're a fan of her music, Snoop Dogg, Bruno Mars, Macklemore's going to be there with Ryan Lewis, Maroon 5, Drake. The list is on and on and on. I got to tell you, Paul, you're making fun of me.
No, I'm not.
You're looking at me.
Great ideas,
13-year-old likes all of these folks, so maybe it's just for the young set. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's a trend. Let's face it. I know you're aware of this. More and more people are deciding to have New Year's Eve in rather than out. So your ideas are kind of bucking the recent trend, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess it all depends on who you ask. I always think it's a good time to go out and have some fun, so I'm looking for some cool ideas.
You're a vivacious, outgoing person.
High energy girl.
Yes. Well, all right, last but not least, do you think it's worth checking out the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve? Really?
Well,
really, Elaine?
I got to tell you, this one is on my bucket list. I have not done it, but every year I think to myself, is this going to be the year when I go do the ball drop in New York? And I would love to do this. So for those who are going to say yes this year, the ball, just so you know, in case you're not aware, it's made of Waterford crystal, and it goes up that flagpole at one Times Square, middle of the day. You can watch it on Broadway between 43rd and 50th, or you can go anywhere on 7th Avenue up along 59th. And if you want to get the prime spots, you really got to be there by 3, 4 in the afternoon. 6 o'clock, you're still going to get a decent spot. By 10 o'clock, face it, the streets will be closed off. You're not getting in it. It is free. So, I mean, if you're thinking about sort of that once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience to see it, you know, kiss your sweetheart at midnight, what have you. And there's lots of entertainment up until the ball actually drops. What you got to know, though, is you're going to be standing outside for hours. People who've done it have told me you got to wear lots of layers. You got to be really prepared. Go with friends because you're going to be talking to the people standing next to you for a long time. Better if you know them. And you better eat and use the restroom before you go, because once you're in there with, you know, 200-some, 300-some million people, what have you, 1,000 people, you're not getting out of that crowd.
I guess not.
But you know what? Well worth it. I got to tell you a quick anecdote.
Okay.
75th anniversary of the Golden Gate Bridge. I actually went up there. They closed it. It's the only time they've closed it off for the day. I went up with a few friends, a couple of good friends. We went so early that we wound up in the middle of the bridge. That was the only time the bridge actually kind of buckled and flattened a bit because so many people got on the bridge. But we kept thinking about getting off the bridge. There was no way off. It's going to be the same thing for the ball drop. Once you get in there, there's no way out, baby. So you better go with some folks you love and just be prepared to hang out for a while.
Well, if you get there this year, we'll look forward to hearing all about it.
I'll have some stories.
I'll bet you will. Elaine LaBalm tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. New Girl, thank you for a great year, and happy holidays to you, and we'll see you in 2015.
Back at you, Paul.
Coming up, pop culture contributor Joe Woes with the story behind some holiday songs. And we'll preview WESA's All Request Holiday Music Show with Kevin Gaffney. You're listening to 90.5 WESA.
Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the new year.